for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Sunday afternoon service of September the 2nd, 1990. The Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Earlene Moody, Irma Miller, and Glenn Miller are the speakers on this.
My subject is incest.
How did we ever get involved in that?
Well, Skip Mondragon, the boy that we prayed for, some of you don't know who we're talking about, but when we were first night here, we prayed for him and his family. He's now a medical doctor, graduated from ORU, and he lived here in the campground for a while. But anyway, when he was over at ORU going to school, he set up two different times for us to come over and teach a group of students. And so this one time we had 35 young people, students, and three instructors from ORU one afternoon, and we were teaching them, and I didn't tell Irma what I was going to talk about, and I had never talked on this subject before, and I really don't know why I talked on it, because I really didn't know too much about it. But I talked to these young people about being holy and righteous and to stay away from sexual sins. And I found out since then that every pastor and Sunday school superintendent and every Sunday school teacher should teach it from the Sunday school class, from the youngest class up. Then we wouldn't have all this problem in the schools that they're teaching all this junk in the schools, because they would understand and have a fear of God in relationship to the sexual sins. They have no fear of God and no fear of the sexual sins, because we've never been taught. I was never taught. I happened to live on a farm, so I had a little bit of knowledge because of that. But I had no knowledge of the fear of God, because the Scripture said, you shall not do these things. I was never told, never heard anybody ever teach on what we're talking about this afternoon until I heard myself do it to this group of kids and instructors over in Tulsa the day we were over there and teaching them. That's the first time I ever heard this subject ever talked about. And that's a shame, because it should be a required subject from every pulpit and every Sunday school class. And we do away with all this promiscual problem with sexual sins and abortion and illegitimate children, because if it was taught right here, it wouldn't be happening out there. I'm kind of hard on that. I tell you, the ministers have let us down. And not only that, but our parents should. But they didn't know any better either, because nobody taught them. Anyway, I taught on this subject of the sexual sins, and Irma's told me later that she liked to fainted, because she just couldn't see why I would talk about such a subject to this group of lily white, pure-looking kids. And the only reason I know is the Lord laid it on me to do it. And I'm glad He did, because since then I have learned many things, and I've talked about it many times. But when I finished, we had a mass deliverance service, and I called out the different things, which Gene will do here this afternoon, of incest and fornication, adultery, and these things. I called them out and I prayed. And all the time I was talking, there was a woman instructor, sitting on a chair right by the door. We were in a house that had been converted into a meeting place, and the living room and dining room were set up as an auditorium, and she was sitting right by the front door in a chair. And I kept thinking from her looks that any minute she was going to get up and walk out, because that's just the way she looked at me. And so when I prayed a prayer and then started to take authority over the spirits, this woman gave a scream and fell to the floor, just like this lady Dad Irma was describing. She fell to the floor, only instead of trying to tear her clothes off and pound on the floor, she began to slither across the floor like a serpent. Well, that brought everybody to attention. And for about 2 hours or better, well, at least 2 hours, we had a zoo in that place. I mean, literally, we had a zoo. And about a couple of hours after this was going on, I began to quiet down, and Sherry, Skip's future wife, and another girl were over in the corner with a girl praying with her, and they'd been there quite a while, and they were just, and finally they looked at me and called me over, and I went over, and they weren't getting anywhere with this girl, and she kept saying, "I can't," and all they get out of her was, "I can't, I can't, I can't." And so I went and got Irma, and I said, "Irma, as soon as you get a chance, go ahead and see what's the matter with that girl." And so Irma went over, and this was a beautiful blonde-headed girl, about 18. And she was Dutch descent from Michigan. And the root of the problem was that the reason she said she can't was because it's almost Thanksgiving time. She's supposed to go home for Thanksgiving. And she can't go home. Come to find out, her mother and father are Christians. She says they had the Holy Spirit. But her mother had molested her, her sister, and two brothers ever since she could remember. Incest. Yet, she said her mother was saved and had the Holy Spirit. See, how can that be? You know, there's a scripture in the Bible. I never thought of it till just this second. That says salt water and sweet water should not come out of the same fountain. It didn't say they don't. It said they shouldn't. See, there's the mixture. And that was the problem there. Well, anyway, the girl got set free, forgave her mother, and prayed with her. We hope that she was able to be a help to her mother. So that was our opening to incest. And from then till now, we have had many, many, many cases of incest that we've dealt with. All the way from pastors, deacons, and the congregation, we've had cases to deal with. From I don't know what the youngest was we've ever had. We had one who was in her 70s, and had never been married, and didn't want to be around men. I think she had a hatred for men, didn't she, or not? But anyway, Irma and some others, Patty or some others, prayed with her here just about 2.5 or 3 years ago. She was in her 70s. And God marvelously delivered her from this when she was a little child, this incest. Since then, she's happily married. So there's hope for everybody. And it's really wonderful. Well, 10-generation curse follows incest. 10-generation curse of the bastard. But it's also, Earlene read a verse in Deuteronomy 23, verse 2. I'll read Deuteronomy 23, verse 3. It says, "An Amorite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever." Now, 10 generations we've figured up. I heard Gene and Doc make a remark about it, and I've got it marked down in here too. 10 generations is 1,000 and 12 ancestors. So if you've got an incest curse behind you, curse of sexual sins, you've got 1,010 curses stacked on top of you if they've all committed some kind of sexual sin behind you. And either Doc or Gene, one or the other, was saying, that's like taking a funnel up here and putting you at the bottom of the funnel and pouring all that in on top of you. It's pretty filthy, isn't it? That's where we stand. That's what we carry on our shoulders. And I don't believe that any person present here is free or clean of the spirit of incest or sexual sins. Because in 10 years, you don't even know what your grandfather did, let alone your dad. And you stack that up 10 times on both sides of the family as it multiplies back 1,012 times back up there, and you've got some pretty rotten stuff. And God says that you can't enter the congregation of the righteous to the 10th generation. Now, so we understand, Genesis chapter 19, page 18, well, it will tell you who these people are. Verse 36 says, thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son and called his name Ben-Ammoni, the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. Incest. Children by incest. A 10-generation curse on ancestral relations. Now let's look and see what the scriptures tell us about incest. Leviticus chapter 18. Excuse me. You're right, but I've got the wrong place. I have Numbers 18. And that won't do. All I have to do is look in my Bible and find the page. It's about ready to fall out, and that's it. We will start with the fourth verse. I read part of this, I think, already the other day for some reason. So you shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. So if we keep the commandments of the Lord, the statutes and the judgments of the Lord, he says we'll live. We'll find out later what he says if we don't do it. He says, none of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Now let's understand what this uncover their nakedness is. That is sexual relations. That's not just taking their clothes off of them. That is sexual relations that is talking about. The nakedness of thy father, it says near of kin. The near of kin you shall not. And there are laws in the land that says you can't marry to what, your fourth cousin? In some states. And that's God's law. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother thou shalt not uncover. She is thy mother and thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister. Now remember here, this word nakedness is just plain sexual relations. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. Now, I like that verse because it puts a whole family in perspective, no matter what the relationship is, that verse. If your mother has died, or your father has died, and your mother or father remarry, and there's children on both sides of the family. See, that puts a mother and father together who are remarrying, who have lost their mates, but both already have children. Puts them together, and then they have additional children. So you've got three families here in one verse. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. And it takes in the whole family. Any way you can figure it, God's got it listed here. the nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister, she is thy father's near kinsman, kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach unto his wife, she is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law, she is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife, it is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter, for they are her near kinswoman, it is wickedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness, besides the other in her lifetime. In other words, God changed the law here where Jacob got two sisters. See? Now, God says, you're not supposed to do that. Now, Jacob didn't do that himself. Jacob was conned into that. But God put a stop to it here, and here that it wouldn't happen again by anybody doing it deliberately. Two sisters, you can't have two sisters for wife. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness, besides the other in her lifetime. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart for uncleanness. Now, that's what we talked about here the other day, where I had read this other beginning of chapter 18. I knew I had read it for some reason here, since we've been having camp meeting this weekend. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife, adultery, to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch, abortion. Neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, homosexuality and lesbianism. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therein. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down. It is confusion, bestiality. Defile not yourself in any of these things. Now, I want you to notice that this whole chapter says, you shall not. It says, you shall not. Okay, let's turn over to chapter 19, and we will... 19 or 20? It's 20, chapter 20 I want. Start with verse 7. Chapter 20, verse 7 says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Doesn't say, think about it. I might do it. He says, do it. Sanctify yourself and be holy. And you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifieth you. He doesn't say, would you like to do it? Do you want to do it? He says, do it. Verse 11. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. Verse 17. We could read the others, but we've already read all that. But I'm dealing with the incest part. If a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing. They shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. Verse 19, we've studied verse 18 the other day. Verse 19, and thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. If a man lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. You shall therefore keep my statutes and all my judgments and do them. He doesn't ask us if we want to, if we'd like to. He says, do it. Verse 26 says,
and you shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. And we come to the Lord and acknowledge and make Jesus Lord, then we belong to the Lord, and we're His. And He says that we shall be holy unto Him, because we belong. He says, you are mine. So it is our responsibility to live holy in holiness. Deuteronomy 27. Deuteronomy 27, verse 20. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt. And all the people answer and say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, bestiality. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor. And cursed be he that taketh the reward. And 26 says, cursed be he that confirmeth not to do all the words of this law, to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. Now, I want you to notice the progression of the three chapters we've read out of. The first one said, chapter 18 said, you shall not. The chapter 20 said that you be stoned or cut off. Cut off means you'll die from some sickness or disease, or something will happen to you before your allotted time. You're cut off. Whatever it is. And verse chapter 27 of Deuteronomy says that you're cursed. So there's a progression. You're told not to, and you said that you'll be stoned or killed, and then the Lord says that He places a curse upon you. And we've read that it's a 10-generation curse. The sexual sins and incest is a 10-generation curse that God says He visits upon us when we disobey His word. Chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, verse 58, says, if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, and Jesus is His name, then the Lord will make thy plagues many and great, wonderful, it says in the King James, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long continuance. He said that two times. Moreover, He will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. So, God says that He does it if we disobey His word. And I'll tell you, we're being destroyed, aren't we? Why? We've disobeyed His word. Our ancestors have. But thank the Lord, He's made a way of escape. And Jesus is that way. The blood of Jesus is the cleansing and washing of our sins. And the fact that Jesus became a curse by hanging on the tree gives us the authority of Galatians 3:13 to break the power of the curse. Now, Catholicism, they pray to the dead saints and that. And Mormonism says that you can get the dead saints saved. But I don't find that in the Scriptures. But I do find that we can take the blood of Jesus and the fact that Jesus became a curse, and take authority over the curses that have come down through the family line from our ancestors, and separate those curses out and be set free from them in the name of Jesus. But we can't go back and do anything because of the sins of our ancestors as far as they're concerned. But God has made a way so we can be free from the sins that our ancestors have committed or that we have committed, so that the curse can be broken over our lives. I'm going to pray, and then, and then you take authority over each one of your descendants yourself.
and break the curse that whatever you feel that it is.
Father, I come in the name of Jesus as a priest in this place, and I take authority this afternoon over every evil spirit and over every familiar spirit, and I bind their power and break their dominion. I ask for the angels of the Lord to come and be with us here this afternoon, and I know that they're already here, and I thank you for them, Father. I thank you for them collecting these spirits and binding them up in chains or whatever way you want them bound until the day of judgment, when Jesus shall judge them at the throne of judgment. I thank you for doing that, Father, for asking it in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. Now, I come against every inherited curse. I come and take authority over it in Jesus' name, and I bind and break the power of it, and I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to separate between that curse that's come down through the family line and the person that it has come upon. And I thank you, Father, for the blood to cleanse and to wash and to separate in Jesus' name. I praise you for it. Amen.
Let's all stand up while I get organized here. Somebody said we could use a bigger podium. I could use a bigger podium. Okay, let me get a drink of water, too, before I get started here. Okay, we're trying to cover a lot of area here. Bastard, incest, unbelief, forgetfulness, abused children. That covers many, many areas, many demonic areas. And so, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through a prayer. It'll be some repetition of what Glenn had to say. Everybody ready? Okay. Praise God. Help me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I forgive my ancestors for creating bastards and having incest. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for creating bastards and having incest with my relatives. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for my unbelief and lack of faith and trust in you. I break the curses of the bastard, curses of incest, and curses of unbelief. Lord Jesus, forgive me that I, with those that I've had illicit sex with. I forgive those who have forced me to have illicit sex. Now I break the soul ties with all of these people. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for having sex with beasts or fondling beasts. I break any soul ties with them. Lord Jesus, help me to have a strong belief in you and to control the sexual drive within me that is so strong. Lord Jesus, I forgive my ancestors and anyone else who has sinned against me, especially in the sexual area. I ask that you forgive them and bless them with all spiritual blessings. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for my many sins, especially my sexual sins. I forgive myself for sinning against my body by sexual sins. Now I break every curse, every hex, every demonic tie that binds. I break every soul tie brought about by witchcraft or sexual impurity. Through the bastard, through incest, through molestation, or through bestiality. Now, Lord Jesus, stir up the demons within my subconscious mind that are there because of the terrible hurt that I received when I was molested. Lord Jesus, stir up the demons within my soul. I ask that you would restore it, and it would become whole again. Send your angels out to recover anything that Satan has stolen from me, any part of my soul, or any part of my body. Now, Lord Jesus, I am a Christian. I am greater than the enemy because of what you did for us. Now, I take authority over Satan according to the Holy Word of God, the whole Word of God. In Jesus' name. And I command every evil spirit to leave me, that I have taken away your legal right. And I tell you, Satan, I don't enjoy sin, and I don't enjoy sexual sin, and I don't want to burn in the pit with you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Okay. Stand up again. Let's get a little more specific here. Okay, Glenn Irma mentioned something to me. I'm going to try to be specific, and I'm going to give you a few moments in silent prayer. See, the more specific we can get, and let's say that that's Jane and Joe forced her or something. Okay, if Jane would say in her mind, not out loud, I forgive you, Joe, for raping me. Or, I forgive you, John, for having sodomized me. See, the more specific you get, the more effective we are. Okay. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I forgive my mother.
I forgive my mother.
My father.
My father.
My brothers and sisters.
My brothers and sisters.
My children.
My children.
My aunts and uncles.
My aunts and uncles.
Grandmothers and grandfathers.
Any close relatives,
our friends,
cousins,
nephews and nieces,
anyone, Lord,
that I've had sex with,
that
has forced me,
or
molested me,
or
that I have forced,
or
molested.
I forgive those
who have raped me, or
abuse me
in any way.
In
Jesus' name I pray.
And
I break all soul ties with all of these people. For it's in His name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against those spirits of rejection. I command you to come in. I specifically come against those spirits of rejection that come in through sexual sins. Now come out, spirits of rejection. Rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go, loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust, rejection by the mother, the father, brothers and sisters. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I want all this rejection, and especially rejection that comes in through sex. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come out of the people right now. Loose them and set them free. I loose the spirits of love upon this people in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, just let them know that they are loved, Father, that no matter what has happened to them, Lord, that they are loved. Now come out, all this rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust, touch me not spirits. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I stir you up and I drive you out. And I remind every demon that you'll be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You'll be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. You'll have maggots on your head and worms on your feet. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of the children too. I command you to come out of anyone within the sound of my voice. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All that rejection, all those hurts and deep hurts and scars and nests and habits, come out. Come out that whole family of rejection. Roots, memories, scar nests and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, I stir you up and I drive you out. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Signs will follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. Now come out. We are in agreement. We are in agreement. We don't want these demons. And we fall out of agreement with you and we drive you out. We have no desire for that illicit sexual sin. Now come out. Come out. Loose them and set them free right now. Come on out. I stir you up and I drive you out. I command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what He's telling you to do and go where He's telling you to go. And I command you to go out and walk around in dry places and not come back again. Come out, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I hate that spirit of rejection. I hate you. I hate what you have done to the human race. I hate all sin and iniquity. I hate everything that God hates. I have no pity on you, demons, and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the people. Come out. All that deep-seated rejection and hurts and deep hurts and scars and nests, come out. I especially come against rejection that comes in through a woman being molested by her father or by her brother or by one of her loved ones or being raped. I come against that deep-seated rejection that comes in through the woman being molested. And I come against that deep-seated rejection that comes in through a boy being molested by his father, sodomized by his father. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I stir you up and I drive you out. Now loose us and set us free. And Lord, I just pray that you would send your angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God to come down here. Lord, we call for total all-out spiritual warfare. Lord, we just pray that you'd send your angels to cut those demons out, cut their roots out in Jesus' name. Put a hook in their jaw and pull them out in Jesus' name. Light a fire under them 10 times hotter than hell. Now come out of you. Come out, demons. I command you to come out. I break your power and I drive you out. You have no choice. You will come out of us in Jesus' name. You are defeated. Jesus Christ completely defeated you. He put you to open shame on the cross. Your time is limited. You'll be tormented for eternity. Now come out. All that rejection, I want all that rejection to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of bitterness. Bitterness that comes in through rejection and rejection through sexual sin. All the bitterness. Bitterness is tied in with sexual sin. I come against the bitterness that comes in through the husband mistreating the wife. The husband mistreating the wife sexually. Or, for that matter, the wife mistreating the husband sexually. Come out. The bitterness that comes in through being mistreated by husband or wife. Come out. Come out. That spirit of bitterness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. The bitterness that comes in through being mistreated. The husband mistreats the wife sexually. Come out. The demons that come in where the husband sodomizes the wife. Come out. Demons that come in where the husband sodomizes the wife. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, come out. Come out, sodomy of the husband on the wife, I command you to go. Come out, that unholy sex in married people, I call you out and I drive you out. That unholy sex among married people. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all this bitterness and unholy sex and uncleanliness. Come out, spirits of bitterness, resentment, hatred, self-hatred. Come in that self-hatred that comes in for people who have been sodomized or brutalized. Come out that brutality. I come against spirits of brutality and cruelty. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of brutality and cruelty. Come out, spirits of brutality and cruelty and sodomized. Come out, the spirits of sodomized where a wife is, her husband has been sodomized. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of brutality, sexual cruelty. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of the people right now. Loose them. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. Come out every spirit of bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, murder, suicide, death, abortion. Come out spirits of abortion and killing spirits and murder spirits. We command those to go in Jesus' name. Come out the killer spirits and the murder spirits that kill children. Come out the spirit of Moloch. Come out the spirit of Moloch, sacrificing the children in the fire, burning the aborted children. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of Moloch. I bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of bitterness, roots, memories, scarness, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, I command you to come out. Go. Go, spirits of bitterness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Bitterness over sex and it being improperly treated, I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of rebellion. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. I break that tie between rebellion and witchcraft. I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go, that rebellion, that witchcraft, I command you to go. Sexual witchcraft. Come out, spirits of sexual witchcraft and sexual orgies and so forth and demonic orgies. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Sex among multiple partners. Wife swapping demons. I command those to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Right now, every spirit of self-will, selfishness, self-idolatry, sexual selfishness. I call out those sexual selfishness demons. I come against those demons in the husband who thinks he can have sex anytime he wants to and any way he wants to with his wife. Come out, the sexual selfishness demons. I command those to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now go. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Spirits of disobedience. Come out. Spirits of disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Disobeying God's word in the sexual area. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All spirits of stubbornness. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Come out, that spirit of stubbornness. Sexual iniquity. Sexual lawlessness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Sexual iniquity and sexual lawlessness. Come out. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Spirits of anti-submissiveness. Unwillingness of the wife to submit to the husband for normal sex. Come out. Come out, anti-submissiveness of the woman who will not submit to the husband for normal sex. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, spirits of kinky sex. I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of kinky sex. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out, the spirit of the bastard. I call out the spirit of the bastard. Come out, the spirit of the bastard. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of fornication, idolatrous sex orgies. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of adultery. Masculine women, effeminate men, abusers of themselves with mankind, are Senecoites, sodomites, oral sex, anal sex. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out all sensual demons, carnality, voluptuous. Come out of the senses. I call out the demons, the sexual demons out of the senses. Come out of the sex organs, out of the reproductive organs, out of the mouth. Come out right now. Come out of the anal area. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Sensual appetites. I call you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Sensual appetites. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of evil concupiscence. Inordinate affections. Excessive affections. Lasciviousness. Lewd emotions. Filthy communication. Obscenity. Blasphemy. Profanity. Sexual profanity. Sexual jokes. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of masturbation, homosexuality, catamite spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of lesbianism, pornography, exposure, uncleanliness, perversion, sexual lust, sexual passions, fantasy lust, sexual fantasies, obscene music, poetry, literature, and art. Demons that come in through that. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of occult sex. Immorality, incest, spirit of incest, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, bastard and incest. Spirit of harlotry, rape, frigidity, prostitute spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of bad sexual dreams and sexual nightmares that come in through rape and so forth. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of heterosexuality and bisexuality. Spirits of drunkenness and drugs that come in through sexual sins, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of abnormal rejection, lust, unsettledness, irresponsibility, anger, hate, envy, self-dissatisfaction, lack of intimacy, sexual impurity, alcoholism, drug addiction, distraction, Ahab spirits, Jezebel spirits, Asmodeus, automatic failure, inability to communicate, fear of trouble, ignoring problems, obsessive compulsive behavior, indecisiveness, religious troubles, strife, false ministry, hard-hearted, inability to give and receive love, antisocial behavior, divorce, separation, self-consciousness, shame, embarrassment, fears, quitting, fear of failure, and fear of authority, pressure, sexual pressure, lack of joy, lack of trust. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I call out all the bastard incest spirits, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, the bastard incest spirits and abused children spirits. Come out, spirits of sexual molestation, child abuse, hatred for men, hatred for women, fondling, sexual fondling with the wrong person, child sexual games, games that children play when they're young with fondling each other and so forth. I call out the Moabite spirit and the Ammonite spirit. Come out, the victim spirit, spirit of being victimized, spirit of nakedness. Come out, spirits of nakedness and exposure. Spirits of bestiality, uncleanliness, unholiness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of confusion, confusion over sex, not knowing what normal sex is. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of iniquity and lawlessness, sexual license, come out in Jesus' name. Sexual idolatry, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Sexual idolatry, spirits of disobedience, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All these incest demons, we command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. Now come out. The sexual diseases, I call out spirits of venereal diseases, gonorrhea, soft chancroid, granuloma, inguinal, spirochetal infection, syphilis, congenital syphilis, gonorrheal arthritis, venereal lymphogranuloma, AIDS, spirit of AIDS, AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of meningitis, endocarditis, sterility, feeble-mindedness, epilepsy, insanity, staggering gait, heart disease, blindness, ulcerative lesions, yaws, bejel, penta, relapsing fever, tropical ulcer, rat bite fever, Wheels disease, herpes 1 and herpes 2, alcoholics. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now. All these sexual diseases, we break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of sexual diseases, we call you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. All the abused children demons. I call it the demons that come in through a child being abused. Come out. The victim spirit, beating, hate, guilt, retaliation, destruction, pouting, cursing, berating, inferiority, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, suspicion, jealousy, spite, hatred, cruelty, contention, daydreaming, fantasy, distrust, pretension, unreality, escapism, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcoholism, drug addiction, quarreling, fighting, torment, harassment, funk, listlessness, lethargy, depression, despair, despondency, disgust, discouraged, defeated, sadism, driving. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of discontentment, dejection, hopelessness, suicide, death, welcome fantasy, death wish, suicide, morbidity, heaviness, gloom, false burdens, worry, dread, apprehension, nervousness, excitement, schizophrenia, mental illness, retarded, madness, manic depressive, paranoia, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, hallucinations, nightmares, confusion, frustration, forgetfulness, incoherence, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, indecision, procrastination, compromise, pride, ego, fear of authority, lying and deceit, for protection, pretense, backbiting, no peace. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out every spirit of covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, food lust, greed, criticism, intolerance, irritability, competition, driving, argument, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying for control of others, sadness, laziness, death, cursing, gossip, mockery, belittling, railing, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, self-hatred, self-awareness, self-condemnation, self-protection, sexual impurity, lust, incest, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity, murder, hyperactive, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Vile affections, theatrics, divination, false gifts, and fruits, mind control, witchcraft, and rebellion, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go, loose them and set them free. Line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in Jesus' name.
Father, we take authority over all these areas that Gene has called out. And I bind all these spirits, break their power and dominion over everybody present or everybody that hears this, that they will have to obey. And then, for in the name of the Lord Jesus, we speak these things to be so. And it is written that you have to obey, Satan. And we thank you, Jesus, for the authority of the name of your name. And we use that as the dominion over these spirits. And we break their dominion over the people that they must go in Jesus' name. And we bind them to the day of judgment. And thank you, Lord, that the angels will keep them till that day. We praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for taking out the spirit of unbelief from us. And we'll be able to believe the word that it is written. We'll be able to do that which is written in the word. And we'll be able to walk in holiness and righteousness before you. For you desire a holy people. And Father, we thank you that we're getting the spots and wrinkles out. And that we're coming to an understanding of the holiness of the Lord. And your word, that we hide your word in our heart, that we sin not against thee. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's stand. Unless somebody's praying with you for something, everybody stand. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to come in to fill every area that has been vacated or possibly vacated. You do it. I'll pray and you do it too. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name for the Holy Spirit to fill every area in my vessel that's been vacated so that there's no place for anything to return, for they'll find the area full of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.